Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Perhaps the most fascinating trial of them all came to a conclusion today in China. Fallen Communist Party politician Bo Xilai facing charges of bribery and embezzlement, abuse of power in his attempt to conceal the poisoning of British businessman Neil Haywood. It will take weeks for a verdict and sentence, but the trial itself has already rocked the new Chinese establishment. Jonathan Fenby has been closely watching this trial. He's China director of the research company Trusted Sources. His latest book on China is Tiger Head, Snake Tails, China Today. Jonathan, welcome.
Glad to be here.
What did this trial showcase for the people of China and for the rest of the world regarding his particular situation and just the state of the judiciary and politics in China?
I think there were two main takeaways, if I can use that word, from this trial. The first was, although Bo Xilai himself denied any corruption, taking any bribes directly, still the evidence, which pertained mainly to his wife and his son and to various other people, showed just how much money is sloshing around in China. You know, bundles of cash being taken out of secret safes, a $3 million villa in the south of France, all expenses paid by a businessman, trips to Africa, to Venice, to the World Cup in Germany, and so on. So that was one thing. But the other thing which was really interesting fundamentally in this was the nature of the trial, the fact that Bo Xilai was allowed to speak out in his own defense, to cross-examine prosecution witnesses, to describe his wife, who was a main prosecution witness, as mentally unstable, to have a confrontation with the former police chief, who was much involved in his affairs over all this period. So there was a relative degree of greater transparency in this than we've seen really in any Chinese trial that I can remember. And there were regular blogs, official blogs from the court to tell the outside world what was going on, which highlighted those various elements I've just talked about. So this was a highly unusual trial.
Was Bo Xilai himself making the argument that corruption exists everywhere in the Chinese government? Was there a larger political statement he was making, either about reform or the direction of the government, that might have done him in because he was at odds with the power elite?
Well, not really, it must be said, because while I say this was a very unusual trial in China, at the same time, it was pretty contained. It was pretty circumscribed. The most of the evidence dated back to the 1990s when Bo was mayor of a big city in northeast China, and then it was focused on the death, allegedly at the hands of Bo's wife, of the British businessman Neil Haywood in Chongqing, this mega city which Bo ran until his downfall last year. There was no broader discussion of bribery, corruption, or any mention of other senior officials with whom Bo was quite closely associated during his rise to power.
Is this a show? Do we think he's cooperated with the government in any sense, and that will be reflected when there's a verdict later this year?
If the final prosecution summing up is anything to go by, he'll get a heavy sentence, probably a long prison sentence or possibly a suspended death sentence. But I think there were, 17 months of negotiations between him being pulled in and the trial taking place. And I think during that period, almost certainly he and the authorities, the new leadership in China, worked out the ground rules. And within those ground rules, as I say, he was able to have quite a lot of freedom, but he didn't stray outside them into broader questions of, you know, how corrupt the leadership is in China. And for the new leadership headed by Xi Jinping, the party chief and state president, they can kind of say now to Bo's supporters, well, look, we let him speak out, and so please now accept whatever verdict is passed on him. So there was a lot of horse trading in this along the way.
Jonathan Fenby, China director of the research company Trusted Sources, author of the book Tiger Head, Snake Tails, China Today. Thanks so much.
Thank you. A pleasure.